Now, back to the Eric Stewart Show on WMAL.
Welcome back. Helen Flynn, who's a seniors real estate specialist, and she's in our real estate specialists seniors solutions group. And we're glad that you joined us today. Helen, good morning.
Good morning, Eric. Good to be here.
Great story last week. Thank you for sharing that.
You are welcome.
Share more.
I want to continue where I left off. And that is, I want to start, first of all, by saying that most of us prefer to stay in our own homes, and we recognize that. But there also may come a time when either physically or mentally, it just isn't possible. So even if your plan is to stay there until you're carried out, as some folks tell us,
yes,
it's important to think ahead of what the options might be if that circumstance arises. So coming back to the things that would trigger in your mind, it's time to think about making a move. Bathrooms can be a very dangerous place. If you slip in the bathroom, you've got the hard tile floor, you've got porcelain, not appliances, but fixtures in the bathroom,
mm-hmm.
and it can be extremely dangerous. You may also find that your home is not equipped for using a walker or using a wheelchair and being able to maneuver. Even the railings on the stairs, you may find, are not just don't work for a particular situation. And we can always help you find contractors who are skilled in retrofitting homes for different physical conditions. Another thing to think about is, if you are going to make a move, where are you thinking about moving to? You know, we love the woods, we love the lake. There are all kinds of options out there of where to move, but we also have to think about accessibility to medical people, to emergency help.
Mm-hmm.
How can people get to you? So that lovely house at the top of a mountain road may not be the best choice for the future. And even if you're in good health at the point of buying that house, you have to think 10, 20, 30 years ahead as to how accessible that will be. How close are you to your doctors, to your church, to your friends, etc.? Is driving something that will be coming to an end one of these days, and then what will you do? I talk so often about one of the things that we find as we get older that truly is a killer, and that is loneliness. I meet people so often that are in their home. They are widowed, perhaps. Family has moved, and they are there in this large home alone. And if you've noticed, the neighbors are not out chatting over the fence anymore these days. You don't even see kids out on bicycles on weekdays, and rarely on weekends because they're on the soccer field. So more and more seniors are becoming isolated in their homes, and that is very bad for your emotional and physical and spiritual health. So that is something to look very, very closely at. And I will have more things to talk about on that end. But make a list, perhaps, give you a little bit of homework. Make a list of the things that are around you right now that you depend upon, that you would hate to move far away from. What are the things that keep you in the home you're in that you would really miss if you made a move?
Mm-hmm.
So with that, I will say to be continued, and we'll talk about some of the other things that may suggest that a move might be a good idea, and those will concern the age and the condition of your home. So until next time, thank you for listening.
Thank you, Helen. Helen Flynn, you can reach her at the Eric Stewart Group if you're thinking of making a move and thinking about downsizing. Helen is an expert in the real estate business, and specifically as a seniors real estate specialist and in our Seniors Solutions group. So thank you, Helen. Funny open house story in the National Association of Realtors, Realtor Magazine. During an open house, this is an agent speaking this, during an open house I was hosting, I was approached by two children holding hands. The boy told me he was 10 years old and his girlfriend was 9. They said they were getting married and were looking for a home. The house they intended to buy needed to be on this particular block, they said, because it's where they lived and they weren't allowed to go farther without an adult. They also wanted a pool because they were both taking swimming lessons. Since one of their dads was accompanying them, I played along and let the kids look around the house. And after the tour, the budding couple said that they had each selected separate bedrooms. They said the house was nice, but the microwave over the stove would need to be relocated because they could not reach it. They took my open house flyers and said they would discuss the $500,000 list price with their parents. It was the easiest sale I never made. I sure hope they come back in 15 years or so. Chris A. from Watson Realty Corporation in New Smyrna Beach, Florida. Funny story. Well, let's go through a few case examples so you can hear some of the challenges that I face in my real estate practice. Number one, I'm the listing agent. I've got a house that has a pool. There was a contract, but it fell apart due to the home inspection, and there were no specifics on what was wrong. The pool was never inspected, but the Polaris, which cleans the pool, is broken. The sellers want to put the house on the market but want to close the pool before they put it on. They say they can still clean the pool even though the Polaris is broken. You think that they're not being upfront, perhaps, and suspect that the pool liner might be leaking. I might have these suspicions as an agent. What are the issues and how do I proceed in that situation? Well, this is a case study. Suppose the Polaris system, which is by itself not, it's just a piece of pool equipment, right, which can be removed or conveyed with the property. It isn't necessarily a conveyance. It isn't always a conveyance. But when we convey items with our homes, whether it's a washer and dryer or a Polaris system or something else like that, and we know that it's not functioning, we do have to disclose that it is, in fact, not operating. For that matter, if we suspect that there's a leak in a pool, but we don't know if there's a leak in a pool, we should advise our clients that there might be. Now, we're not responsible for the condition of the property as long as we disclose what we know and what we should know. Now, I've sold some 2,800 houses in my career, and I've sold houses that have pools. I've had houses that had pools where the sellers have removed the pools because I've told them to, because it was necessary to sell the property at the best price. It was cheaper to tear the pool out than it was to fix it up. And frankly, the property needed a yard. But I have never sold a house with a pool that has a leak in it, to my knowledge. So if I suspect it and I ask my client, then I need to make a note of it that I asked them, and here's the date, and put it in writing, send an email to the client, say, hey, I just want to make you aware I was concerned about this, but you're telling me there's no problem. Now you have a paper trail to protect yourself as an agent in case there is a leak. And, you know, I don't think your seller's necessarily trying to hide a leak, but you just want to cover your bases. Those are the issues, and that's how you proceed. Okay, well, I'm going to take another quick break. Before I do, let me remind you, we have our upcoming seminars at the Tysons and the North Bethesda Marriotts on the 15th and 17th of November. Registration can be found at ericstewartgroup.com, or you can call us today at 800-900-9104 to make your registration. Again, that's 800-900-9104 to register for our How to Sell Your Home for Top Dollar seminar, 15th and 17th of November at the Tysons Corner Marriott and the North Bethesda Marriott Center. All right, final thoughts just around the corner. Stay with me.